Well, Mo's was a business decision. It wasn't disciplinary at all. It was a business decision that we made. I felt it was good for both parties, and we made that decision. Well, the most important thing is the team. I'm disappointed for the team. I'm disappointed for him. Obviously, it didn't work out, but, you know, I have a lot of love for Mo. I think he's still got a lot of football ahead of him, and he's got some good football ahead of him, and I just wish him the best. I mean, there's a lot of players I've disciplined. It's not a single out on Mo. You know, you discipline a lot of guys at different times. That one just came out, but I feel no different about him than I do the rest of my guys. No, there wasn't.
Todd, if you go back a little bit, tell us about the decision to give John Morgan and Jeremy Bates.
Well, I thought Jeremy was a better fit for what we wanted to do. On me trying to mesh the run game with the pass game. And John came into a tough spot, and I think he's going to be a hell of a coach. And we had no animosity whatsoever. I think we had a great relationship, but it just wasn't the right fit for the team. And so I moved on with Jeremy. Well, I kind of had Jeremy in mind before I knew Rick was coming available, and I saw a lot of similarity in the things they wanted to do, and I thought it'd be a great pair up for us, especially meshing the run game with the pass game, so it worked out for us that we got them both. Just certain things from a schematic standpoint that you like to mesh together that I don't feel meshed as well last year from what we were doing that I think would be coordinated a little better this year. And again, this is not a knock on Mort. I thought John did a heck of a job, and he was put in a tough spot. But, you know, we found out that this would be a better situation for us going forward. No, we were behind. We had to, you know, didn't have much of a choice there. But things just didn't work out. Anytime you have trouble with the law, obviously you're disappointed, and these things happen. It's a legal matter right now, so we're going to wait to see how everything plays out. Well, hopefully that's not the case. Again, I'll see how it plays out, but there is some concern. Again, that's not a good thing. It's not something we condone. You know, you hope the people are all right in the other vehicle, and that's also another pending legal matter, and we'll see how that goes going forward as well. Yeah, we'll see. You know, time will tell. You're not going to claim or unclaim anybody right now. Let's see how things work out. No, I mean, you hit some bumps in the road. It's not going to be squeaky clean, and you deal with them as they come. They're both individual cases on an individual basis. I mean, there's a lot of things. There's some things that are unacceptable, which is a long list that I can't go into. It's a laundry list. And some things that happen that you try to give them a chance for, you think they'll grow from. And you kind of have to have a feel for your players and kind of go from there. You speak to the organization and see what's good for the team, not so much as good for the player. Again, that's a problem. I know that's something we didn't know about during the season, and that's a problem that we're not going to have going forward with certain people that are repeat offenders, and we'll see how the cases come out of each of them, and we'll deal with them accordingly.
Where are you guys at right now at the quarterback position?
I mean, we have a plan, A, B, and C. Obviously, we have some things with free agency and the draft coming up that we like to have and that we're going to look for, obviously without divulging any plans, and we'll see how they play out, but we have plans for each situation. Well, we'll see what his role is going forward. Obviously, he got a little more playing time last year in preseason, not so much as the season, but he's got to get better going forward. Some things he's got to correct, and he knows that as well as we've telling him that. And we'll see how he comes out in the spring. He's got to correct a lot of things, obviously. The more he plays, the more he'll correct. He's a young guy. The more time he plays or gets to play, but you got to earn that playing time. So it's a tricky situation there. So we'll see what he corrects in the spring. It's one of them. We got a lot of areas to address, but quarterback is one of them, obviously, with Josh being a free agent and two young guys on the roster. So it's something we're looking at. Yeah, we do. I mean, there's a lot of situations that work out where you never, your plan A is never the plan that works out, and plan B or C works out even better. So they're right next to each other, so we feel good about it.
Last year here, we kind of talked to you, you guys just released a lot of big names. We talked about where you guys were. Where do you feel like this year you guys are entering, you know, the offseason period here where you're going to have a lot of money to spend in free agency, six pick in the draft? Where do you feel like you are, big picture wise?
Well, obviously financially, and we got a high draft pick, we're sitting pretty good, but we got to pick the right guys. It's not about how much you spend, or it's about the picking the right guys for the team. I thought we got a lot of young guys last year that got better, and got, as the season went on, I think we have a good nucleus going forward. We just got to add to that and be smart about the people we're adding. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we will. I mean, you only get 15 minutes, so obviously you address some of the personal things, or if they have any troubles in the past, then you get to the film to make sure they're talking what they're being taught to do on film from a professional standpoint, and you get a gauge that way, but that's only the start of the process. Obviously, you visit the schools and you visit the players, and you got to get to know them more, but in the 15-minute time frame, that's pretty much all you can get done. No, we're just looking for the right fit, being a veteran quarterback or a younger guy. We got to make sure we got the right fit for our team. It doesn't matter what age he is. Like I said, we got plans A, B, C, and if possible, D, so everything's on the table. No, I mean, we'll do a little bit of some of the things we did last year that was successful. And obviously, Jeremy has his own plans about some things he wants to do that we talked about going forward without divulging any game plan-wise. But we'll have some wrinkles. Well, it's not disappointing or by design. I look at Christian every day in practice. I don't need to see somebody on game day that I see in practice every day. If the other guys are playing better, we got to play the other guy. It's not about Christian. It's about the team.
How about you did your own self-evaluation after the season? Is there anything you want to change if you're
in
here for?
Yeah, I do, but not ready to divulge at this time. But there's a bunch of things that I want to change for myself. Just his take on the game overall, seeing everything and from a different angle. He sees some things that, you know, you really don't get to see from a coordinator, and he's always three plays ahead. And he has a good understanding of that. Obviously, he comes from a great football background with his dad playing. Just his feel for the game and understanding of what to do at certain times.
Coaches.
Well, Elijah just needs to do his job. I mean, we're very happy with him this year and the things he's done. Next year, he just has to stay healthy and get better as he goes. I think he's a good ball player. Obviously, with more experience and more years, he'll become a better ball player, but he can handle the load if need be. Matt, you know, Matt and David Harris were very similar from a coaching standpoint. They were the guys that you want your guys to be like in the locker room, on and off the field, highly professional, highly motivated, great work ethic, did everything the right way, tough, smart, intelligent, everything you want your players to be like and emulate. Those two guys represent it, and Matt, you know, they're going to be missed in the locker room. Younger guys have to step up. I hope they learn some things from him because he gave a lot, and if you watch them, you could see a lot. So hopefully those guys learn some things from him going forward. Not yet, no. I mean, most of you can't really sit down and have conversations with players right now.
Were the details of what happened in that arrest troubling to you? I'm sure you read specifics.
Well, anytime you get arrested, it's troubling. The details are still being worked out with from a legal matter, but anytime a player gets arrested, it's troubling. I mean, he played hard. That's a foregone conclusion right now after the year being over and what happened in recent events. So we just got to see how it plays out.
Without getting into specifics, when these guys get arrested and have these problems, do they face discipline otherwise from what they're getting from the league?
Well, you got to see what the league does first before we do anything. So it's a legal matter. We got to wait our turn to see what happens and go from there. I think free agency is good. Obviously, you can sign some pieces that you need. Not everybody needs to be a star-studded player. You have to get the pieces you need for your team. And if it works out price-wise and everything else, you get some good ones. And every now and then, people get injured, people get hurt. Nothing's a guarantee, but as long as you add some pieces that are key to what you're trying to do, I think it's a good thing.
Coach, have you seen anything out of these young wide receivers like Chad Hanson?
Well, they worked hard. Obviously, they caught some balls at the end. Just look forward to them getting better. As they got the scheme down, it was pretty good, and those guys started becoming pros and learned what it takes to become a pro, and we just look forward to them getting better next year. Well, he's rehabbing right now. Again, I hadn't seen him. I hadn't seen him run or anything like that, but I know he's getting better.
Have you played a couple more? Have you been told that you'll be available for the spring program?
Not at this point.
How lucky are you? You have a number of grown free agents, like a guy like DeMario, who is hoping to keep him, or where do they stay with him?
Well, we hope to keep some of the guys we got targeted. Like I said, we have a plan to target some of these guys, and obviously, I understand it's a business and everybody has their own self to look after, but we have plans in place to happen. Hopefully, we get the most of them back, and if not, we'll just replace them with other people. It all depends. Obviously, injuries play a part of it. Obviously, in some cases, age plays a part of it, not to the degree. Production plays a big part of it. But you always want to grab somebody to have somebody in place in case somebody leaves. Sometimes that's the case, sometimes it isn't, but you're always looking.
Besides Quincy, are there any guys who could possibly miss the spring?
There are a few guys that could possibly miss the spring. I won't go over the list right now, but as we get closer to the spring, I'll divulge that. Yes. Well, it's unusual, but those guys earned it. Obviously, the maturity in which they watch film and practice and how hard they played, they earned it. And I just look forward to them getting better from a mental standpoint and a vocal standpoint this year.
How much do you anticipate they should be able to grow after being out there and learning on the fly that way? And how much flexibility will that add to your defense this season?
Well, if they become more vocal, which they will, obviously from film study, and come back with the same vigor they played last year, I expect them to be better and help us out a lot. I didn't think we played as well last year as we played the previous 2 years. Obviously, some people were injured and playing hurt, and that goes along with it. But I look forward to them taking a jump this year and keeping everybody healthy. I think they can make a jump.
Do you feel like you have the pieces there? They just can play better, or do you feel like you need to upgrade some areas?
We have pieces there that can play better. We're always looking to upgrade, and we'll see how the draft and free agency falls. He worked out great for us. Obviously, he came in and played, made some plays for us. He was very steady, very intelligent player, very tough player. We're glad we got him. Well, when you don't play well, you have a lot of weaknesses. So not to sit here and blame the old line. I think we played well in a lot of areas, but we can get better all the way around.
You mentioned winter.
He said that Brian Winters gets surgery. I said, yes. I said, I will not divulge anything else until we get closer to workouts. We'll see. Again, I'll divulge injuries when I get closer to workouts.
Thank you, everyone.
All right, guys. Thanks.